Joining us this morning is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, my pleasure. Good morning to you and your family. A happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise, Mr. Mayor. So first of all, let's just start off with the latest COVID numbers in the city.
Yeah, our numbers are 509 loss of life, so we have 509 death count. Active current cases, 94 new cases. Total cases overall were still over 33,000 cases, but the one that's a little concerning is 25 people in the hospital. Again, we have three hospitals, right? So it's Brockton Hospital Signature, with the VA and Good Samaritan Medical Center. But out of those 25 that are hospitalized, two are in the ICU. So, you know, we're seeing some numbers that, you know, are a little concerning, but nonetheless, they're manageable, and we have great healthcare professionals helping those folks.
Now, what about flu and the RSV?
Yeah, I mean, as I said to you in the last couple of weeks, I mean, we're monitoring that. Our medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, Dr. Montessier from our local Board of Health. So, you know, we're doing our flu clinics. We have been really honing in on our seniors that tend to be the most vulnerable during flu season. You know, same thing with monkeypox. We still have three cases associated with Brockton. One is a Brockton resident. Two were just connected to Brockton. So, you know, we're going to continue to just provide the care that we do in the city of Brockton on a daily basis. And, you know, after the Thanksgiving, we'll make a big focus going into the Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa season. And we know people will be, you know, getting together and gathering. So we want to just ramp up any vaccines. And if people want them, we have them. So let's continue to do that effort.
And, of course, gathering, Thanksgiving, people are going to be gathering. Is that a concern for health officials in the city?
You know, not so much because, again, our percentage of boosters and our percentage of vaccines here in the city are really, really, you know, doing well. We have been giving out quite a few test kits. We're still doing that on a regular basis. And I have one dedicated person that works in my office doing that, Joseph Francois. He's really going door to door. People will call us. People will email us. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that. But, you know, we have a really exciting time in the city of Brockton. As you know, Dan, I mean, we have Thanksgiving tonight at Fenway Park, Brockton versus Bridgewater Raynham. Which I'll be there with my family, and I'm excited about that. And then the holiday tomorrow, and then this Saturday, again, is the holiday parade that we do every year. So we're kicking it off, and, you know, it's fun activity. It's youth-oriented, and I'm excited to be the mayor of the City of Champions.
Any predictions on tonight's game?
Well, you know, I briefly played for the Boxers with Coach Armin Colombo. Peter Colombo's just a great guy. So, of course, I'm going Brockton Boxers. I'm not going to tell you the actual score, but you know what? I'm just so proud that the Red Sox ownership has allowed the young men and women that play high school football to be able to play on the field. It's an unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime event. So, you know, we're going out there tonight, and we're going to cheer, and whatever the score is, it is. But, you know, I'm going to be favoring the Boxers.
And, of course, as you mentioned, you've got some holiday festivities kicking off this weekend.
We do. We have our annual holiday parade, and it's going to be packed this year with activities both indoors at City Hall and outdoors. And you know, it's just going to be fun. And, you know, it looks like the weather's going to be with us, thank goodness. So I'm excited. It kicks off at 10 a.m. Inside City Hall and outside in the amphitheater. And it's going to be crafts for kids. And I have it from a pretty good source that Santa Claus himself will be there. And so it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to be marching bands and floats. And I look forward to it every year. It's really a highlight.
Now, also, Mr. Mayor, we're going to do our official Thanksgiving survey now. So,
yes.
First question for you, when it comes to turkey, white or dark meat?
White. I prefer white.
All righty. Well, how about favorite side dish?
You know, I'm a big fan of the stuffing.
All right. Popular choice today. Favorite pie?
My mother-in-law makes a very, very nice pumpkin pie. I'm going to go with pumpkin pie.
All righty. And cranberry sauce, canned, homemade, or no thank you?
Oh, no. My wife makes homemade cranberry sauce, not that canned stuff. No, homemade. Maria Sullivan's is the best.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for joining us, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
To you as well, Dan. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week. Be well, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.